Last week, in a story from Darby, Montana, Kathy Witkowski reported on efforts by believers in creationism to include what they call intelligent design in the local school district's science curriculum. Those efforts suffered a setback this past week. On Tuesday, in school board elections, two proponents of the intelligent design curriculum, including the incumbent school board chair, were defeated by 2-1 margins by candidates opposed to changing the school curriculum. The majority of the old school board supported the inclusion of the intelligent design concept in the science curriculum. As a result of the election, the majority is now expected to oppose the teaching of creationism. Many listeners wrote to us last week about our comments on the different order of items in the Ten Commandments from one religion to another and the confusion that can cause, particularly with the Ninth Commandment. We were taken to task for neglecting to include the Quran as we compared various Christian versions of the Ten Commandments with the Jewish version. Listener Paul Berry points out that in two passages, the Quran covers similar territory. Berry cites, "You shall regard the parents, the relatives, the orphans, the poor, the related neighbor, the unrelated neighbor, the close associate, the traveling alien, and your servants, and do not covet what we bestowed upon any other people. Such are temporary ornaments of this life, whereby we put them to the test. What your Lord provides for you is far better and everlasting." And on a lighter note, Paul Sheehy of Hebron, Nebraska, wrote that the comments about the Ten Commandments reminded him of a note in the London Tablet several decades ago. A hotel in Spain, which catered to English tourists, had trouble with petty thefts from the hotel rooms. They put a sign in each room which read, "Remember to keep the Seventh Commandment." In Spain, a Catholic country, the Seventh Commandment is, "Thou shalt not steal." The English who read it considered the Seventh Commandment, "Thou shalt not commit adultery." We also have a correction. In a newscast last Sunday about the killing of an Israeli mother and her children by two Palestinian gunmen, we attributed the description of the gunmen as militants to an Israeli army spokesman. The spokesman's statement used the word terrorists, not militants.